This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Doug Carr, Scott Anderson, 97 on the ticket. Open lines, 248-539-9797. All right, so we'll swing around the country. College football coming up today at 10:30 with the college football blitz thingy. Michigan and Michigan State, Spartans on the field Friday night. Hey, another night game.
What?
For Michigan State.
No way.
But hey, we get prime time. Purdue should be a win. Purdue's not very good. What's the sigh about?
I'm just tired of the night game stuff. Right. I mean, I don't know. I guess it's fine at the end of the season here.
You know what's funny is it just is. I mean, there's so much that we have to accept about the changing world of football. I think the dumbest thing of all of this, of everything that's changed, the thing that makes absolute no sense is they finally expand to a playoff, a larger playoff. We had a 14 playoff. We expand to this large playoff. Conference expansion has made it so weird because there's value in being a conference champion now because you get guaranteed a first-round bye, and I actually like that. I think that's something to strive for, and it puts some emphasis back on winning your conference. Like it's really important to get that first-round bye and be one of the top four seeds in those big four conferences. But then they go out and expand so much that we could have – 7 or 8 teams, I think it is, in the SEC tie with 6-2 record. You're going to have Big Ten teams that didn't play each other come down to tiebreakers with one conference loss. They've expanded so big that we have these sort of untrue conference champions where we're just grabbing two teams that are at the top of the standings using tiebreakers that didn't play each other.
I know.
And so
there's just too much. There's just too much quality in the SEC.
Actually, there kind of is. I hate all the ESPN SEC suck pumps every weekend talking about strength of schedule. But I have to admit, they're kind of right. Like Georgia has played just a gauntlet. And you know, I just keep thinking Indiana with that schedule. What would Indiana look like with that schedule? What would Penn State look like with that schedule? I can almost guarantee Oregon wouldn't be undefeated with that schedule.
Well, I'll tell you this. One of the bummers about what I'm looking at, right, I'm just doing a quick cursory look at the end of this. All these top teams from the SEC, nobody plays anybody at the end of the year.
I know. Well, they all do the Mercer thing.
Well, it's not only that. It's just that or they play the bottom feeders. Texas has a rivalry game against Texas A&M to end the year, and that's a good one. Outside, and yeah, you have rivalry Auburn, Alabama, but Auburn's not very good this year. And it's a year-by-year thing. You can't count on when a team's going to be good, when a team's going to be bad. I understand that part. But this happens to be a year where the last couple games for Alabama, Ole Miss, Georgia, and Tennessee, they're not very compelling. It's just there's nothing really interesting about it. Who's South Carolina guy? South Carolina plays Clemson at the end of the year, but it's not an SEC game. So they're going out on a whimper.
Yeah. Well, Anyway,
and then only two teams get to play for the SEC championship.
Well, that's the thing, is they try to get down to two teams. And look, the fact is, Michigan and Michigan State aren't playing for any of this. They might be playing a little bit for next year. They might be playing a little bit to get guys some reps. Is there anybody in particular from Michigan State that you're hoping to see showcased a little bit?
That's a good question. Really, I'm always focused on the offensive line, but these guys have gotten all the reps this year because of all the injuries. They're already in there. And the quarterback needs to get his reps, even though he's been a turnover machine. But, Aiden Shiles made some strides, I guess. But I'm looking forward to seeing what he can do the next couple weeks. He is reconfirmed. He's a Spartan. He's not going to transfer out. None of that's going to happen. Nick Marsh seems like it's the same thing with him. And those are good signs. You got to hang on to your best players, because come December 9th, I think, when the portal opens up, KD bar the door, man. Who knows what's going to happen? It's a free-for-all when that takes place. And obviously, every team is going to participate and they're going to look at it. But can you hang on to your own guys and then poach other players from other teams?
Yeah. Michigan brought in basically a GM whose job it's going to be to handle portal options and present them to the coaching staff, but they're going to be heavy into the portal. As far as Michigan showcasing guys, I know they're very excited about Jordan Marshall, the highly recruited running back that they got, who's been hurt much of this year, but is healthy again, and he's getting reps, and I wouldn't be surprised to see him get his first carry. He cannot lose his red shirt now. He's only played in two games, and bowl games don't count, so he can play in the final two, still red shirt. But they absolutely love that kid, and he might get some carries coming up this weekend against Northwestern. Channing Goodwin, the young wide receiver, might get some looks, more reps on offense. They love Mason Curtis, the safety, who's a 6'4 defensive back. Actually had a chance to meet with him. He's got one of these crazy hairdos, makes him look like 6'7. He's got a lot of hair, that kid, but he's...
they call him Fletch?
No, they don't.
Okay.
That's a movie reference from 40 years ago for people who don't get it. Anyway, Mason Curtis, they love him. Josiah Edmond, a corner, they're going to need to replace, obviously, most likely Will Johnson here. But they could bring back a very talented secondary, but they love Josiah Edmond. Dominic Nichols, edge rusher. And there's a bunch of guys that I think they're going to try and get reps in the last portion of the season. And they're playing a Northwestern team that, in theory, they should beat. Then they got the Ohio State game, the salvage game at the end of the year. It's really hard for Michigan fans, given what they've played for the last 3 years. I understand, the lack of enthusiasm when you're not in the running for the Big Ten, the national championship, playoff berth, and all that. But, there's something to play for if you do beat the Buckeyes at the end. And it seems like a long shot, and I know it's been called impossible, and I get it. I get it. Yeah. College football's crazy.
It's down year for both programs. I mean, for Michigan State, I guess, is it an up year because of what happened last year? I mean, it's a year of transition for sure, and I think we're all Spartans are feeling this is a year of transition. I think the people that, fly off the handle and they're already saying the head coach should go, I think that's ridiculous.
Just understand that's going to happen less and less.
Yeah, I mean, this is... Look.
Because of... Just so people understand why. Now that universities can pay NIL, I think it's up to $20 million that's still being sorted out. They're like, okay, do we want to pay these massive buyouts for our coach or take that money and pour it into players? It's probably going to get poured into players because that's money that they have to raise above and beyond their normal budgets.
True. I just let the guy cook a little bit. Let him get his recruiting classes in here, see if they can get some good transfers and then start competing again. And there have been flashes with Michigan State that they look like they're a better team than what they were. And with a couple breaks, they could already be bowl eligible, but they're not. They need to win the last two games. And it's not a good Michigan State team, but it's not an awful Michigan State team either. They do have some talent. And unfortunately, injuries have just ravaged this team from day one. On the offensive line, they lost guys right away. And then they lost guys to the portal as well. And when you see some of these players playing for other big-time programs, it just makes you shake your head when you're watching it. An offensive lineman, playing for Alabama or the defensive lineman playing for Oregon.
You're talking about players that transferred out.
Yeah, players that transferred out. And if they had been able to hold on to some guys, how much better would it be? Well, that's something that every program in the country is ruining when it happens like that. But they played a lot of true freshmen already this year.
I know the feeling. I know he got hurt, but Michigan would probably love to have Andrew Anthony right about now.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.